Hello, and welcome to Cassian's podcast. Cassian, as always, being me, this being my very special 20th podcast. Why is it so special? Well, if you're using iTunes to listen to this program, you've surely already noticed the beautiful new album art at the bottom left of the window. I hope you like it.
That was my friend Martin, who was gracious enough to give me a sample of his voice to introduce my, indeed, very, very special 20th podcast. The album art is of a girl who went to Boston with me when my school, I think I actually talked about that, when we went to Boston in October. And it was really fun. It really was great. And we saw some museums. And so anyway, you can download that podcast if you're all that interested into knowing more about art in Boston. So nothing incredibly interesting has happened in my life. Summer has started to hit Canada, which is pretty rare, but it's here soon. The snow is slowly fading away, and the sun is taking over the clouds. I recently bought clothes and a scarf for $4.53 Canadian. I don't know what that is in U.S. dollars, so you'll have to get a converter. They were really cheap. I mean, a t-shirt was about $1.50. And my scarf was about the same price, and I was really, really happy to get them. And I got a t-shirt, and it's really cheesy. It's so incredibly cheesy, it's not funny. It's a t-shirt with horses running on it, and these are kind of like Western-type horses. So it's really funny. I'm pretty sure some woman in, like, Arkansas used it to, like, sleep in it or something, or some guy, I don't know. But anyway, it's really funny. And I got a really great scarf. It must be at least 30 years old. So I'm going to be wearing that now. It's the new cool. But before I wear it, I have to get it washed a few times because I don't want to, you know, get the bird flu or something from my scarf. And after I went shopping for these wonderful clothes, it was actually before school because I had about 3 hours break. So I went on a bus ride. I went on a bus ride through town. And it's always nice to, you know, discover the town. I'm not all that great when it comes to orientation in town. So I normally, you know, either get lost or just walk around in the same street all the time. So I still had about an hour to go until class after I'd shopped. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to go crazy and take the metro to a station I don't know. So I did, and I got out, and it was pretty much in the middle of a pretty not all that safe area. So I was a little concerned, and then I saw a bus number. It's 535, and I know that bus number, so I was like, oh, thank God, you know, I can take this bus to somewhere I know and somewhere I won't get mugged or murdered. So I did that. First, I took it in the wrong direction and went through a few hoods and noticed that I was actually going in the wrong direction. And after that, I contemplated my jumping out of the bus and running across the street to take the other bus that goes back into the direction I came from. But I didn't jump out. I actually just walked out and took the other bus. So anyway, there are a few new teacher news to speak of. My history teacher isn't all that hilarious these days. So there's not all that much to tell about her. But I have a poli-sci teacher. And this guy, he's really biased. And his opinion on Israel and this and that and the States, and, you know, these are people are bad and those people are bad. Anyway, this guy's really, really, really biased, and he just disses just about any political entity you can think of. So one day he comes to school with, you know, with crutches, and so everyone's like, oh my, what happened? So he made the joke that Al-Qaeda came over and busted his legs, and then Bush came over and busted his legs, and so that practically the whole political body of the States came over and kind of showed it to him. But anyway, it was quite funny. I'm not surprised he made that joke. In the train ride, I remember the people I laughed with, and they kind of thought it was a little odd. Well, anyway, I saw them again, but I, you know, this time they didn't sit beside me, not surprisingly. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just listen to the last podcast. It's a really great little story. Anyway, So I was sitting in the train about 6 months ago, and I saw this man, and he looked like a very soft-spoken man, and he got off at my stop. And I saw him take out a really, really big box and take out a keyboard, a laptop keyboard, out of this box. So I thought it was a little peculiar to, look at this little man taking out of this huge, huge box, this little tiny keyboard for his laptop. And I thought it was pretty funny. So I kind of remembered that. And about four, five, 6 days ago, I saw him in the train. We sat in the same little cubicle type thing because it's two seats facing each other, so it's kind of, I call it a cubicle. Anyway, and I saw him sitting there, and he had his laptop, and he was typing something up. So I asked him, "Did you recently get a new keyboard?" So the little man gets the biggest eyes I've ever seen anyone get, and he turns his head really slowly, and he... he opens his mouth a little and he nods. He's like, uh-huh. And then I say, "Well, how do I know this, right?" And then he does the same, uh-huh. And, with the big eyes, and it was really funny. So I explained it to him. And he thought it was pretty amazing. I was really happy. I made him happy. So two happies there. But anyway, so that was my train experience. And then I asked him how it happened, and if he spilled some tea over it or something, and he said, no, my son, he took hold of one or two keys and ripped them out, so I felt a little bad for him there, but anyway. The moral of the story and this podcast is, don't let your children near your keyboards, and the thing that the most people that have emailed me don't have children, then I guess it only applies to the older ones. If you would like to email me and you would like to make me happy and you would like me to mention your name or something or just do something or play some music, not too long, I don't want to get sued by the RAA, then just drop me a line at thepodcaster@gmail.com. Thepodcaster, one word. So, have a really great week. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.